Okay, so hello, hello. I'm so excited to have you on. Galentine's was so much fun getting to, meet you and getting to listen to you talk and just everything. I love how our talks kind of complemented each other, and it was just so cool to hear like kind of all of the tools that we can do and just more of like the why behind things and, as far as self-care and self-love goes. So I'm so happy to have you on.
Connect. It was so lovely because when I saw you speak, I was like, I feel you. Our hearts are connected. Somehow there's this power, this connection. So I'm so glad you're
Yeah, so good. And we're like in that post-eclipse energy right now. I was just watching your stories and I'm like, I feel you. You're like, I'm overwhelmed. I'm scattered. I'm like feeling the same exact way. So, like, what better time to talk about this and release this episode? And hopefully people can, kind of get some of the tools that they need out of it. 'Cause I know for me right now, I am, oh my God, I am going through it. I'm working night shift, as you may, as I think you know, and it's just crushing my soul. It is so bad. I had a huge meltdown at work the other night, the night before last. And then last night I was home, but I was just like completely not myself. And I just feel off. And I'm like, okay, but all of this energy that's going on, plus that, just everything else. And I'm like, just give yourself grace. Give yourself some time. Just take an extra nap. But it's so much harder to do than it is to say.
Exactly. I found myself, I think it was Monday a few days ago, just I'm like, this is a lot. And can I just allow myself to be in this and acknowledge that it's a lot and then just cry? I literally just cried and I'm like, I'm going to release this. And it's okay. I don't have to make a story out of it. This is just what it is. And I'm going to accept it. And it's not going to be like this forever. And it's hard. And it's hard. You're going through it day by day. But can we have that inner voice of compassion? And can we be kind to ourselves in the process? So that's what's most important because we don't want to add even more like negative self-talk inside and then make it even harder for ourselves.
Yeah, it does make it so much harder. What are you doing for yourself right now to give yourself compassion?
Yeah, I have so many little practices here and there. As you already know, my schedule's so busy also. We're right on that same wavelength of like going. And it's just if life moves fast right now. And it's like sometimes you don't have an option. Of course, I would love to go slow. Sometimes you just can't. There's a lot to do, a lot to get done. And honestly, I'm just like, let's take it one thing at a time. And in the way that I do everything is intentional. So if I'm doing something, I'm like, what is my intention behind this? And how am I speaking to myself, bringing in a lot of mindfulness? How am I speaking to myself? What's my inner voice? And checking in just every moment that I can, every moment that I remember that I'm, not present, I'm like, bring it back. What's going on right now? What am I feeling in my body? How's my neck right now? There's a lot of tension. What can I do? So it's just a constant process, like moment by moment. It's not even like a planned thing. And of course, when life's so busy, you can't really carve out a whole hour in the morning to meditate and then an hour to exercise and then another hour to do this. Of course, would be ideal. And when there is time, I love doing those things. But when life is just going, it's like, what are the little moments that I could take advantage of and just take a moment to breathe? Take a moment to just be still. Even if it's 1 minute in my car.
Yeah, so you're constantly kind of checking in with yourself and noticing it coming up. I like that because I know for me, I get into that all or nothing mindset where I'm just like, if I didn't do a workout, if I didn't drink all my water, if I didn't get enough sleep, I'm fried and I don't always go into those practices as intentionally as I can. I just kind of write it all off for the day. So I love what you're saying. Like, just give ourselves a little bit more check-in and do like a minute is okay. I like that a lot.
Whatever you have, and the all or nothing thinking, I think we've all been there, and from time to time our brains are wired to do that, and it's like, can I either do it all or just give up for the day and I'll start again tomorrow or next week, next Monday I'll do it, I'll be perfect. But that's just an illusion. Perfection, there's no such thing. And this or that, it's like, where's the gray area? Where's the like the middle ground where it doesn't have to be 100%, one way. It could be, I'm trying my best in this moment, and this is what it looks like. It looks like me taking a sip of water.
How do you how do you get through that into the gray area is what I'm like trying to ask. Like, how do you give yourself that compassion when those thoughts come up? Like, where it needs to be, I don't know if you have it as much, but like the all or nothing or the black or white. And you're like, do you have like any self-talk practice to kind of remind yourself that the gray is okay?
Yes. I feel like it all starts with like practicing like mindfulness, and how can we slow down enough to even notice that it's there? Because sometimes we don't. We just get so caught up in our thoughts and our story that we're just in it, right? We're just in it. So it's like, can we slow down a little bit enough and bring awareness to what's going on in our mind? And I think that sometimes is hard for people. So I always like to start with the body and like, where's my body? Where am I now? What's around me? And then bringing it back up. Okay, what are my thoughts right now? What's going on in my mind? Okay, there's this thought of if I don't drink all my water and exercise for 1 hour and do all these things and be perfect, then it doesn't count, right? And we're interesting, let's bring curiosity into this thought. Where did this thought come from? And is it true? Is it actually true? Is it a fact? Or is it just something that my brain is doing because that's what it's wired to do? And most of the times that's what it is. And then how is this thought making me feel right now too? Okay, what are the feelings that are coming up with this thought? Maybe there's a little bit of guilt. Maybe I'm ashamed about something. Maybe I feel not good enough. So this thought is creating challenging emotions. Then maybe I don't really need this thought. Maybe I don't want it because I don't feel good when I have this thought. So what's a different thought that would get me to feel better? But that wouldn't be a lie, because we also don't want to lie to ourselves and say, I am perfect, and then not believe it. And then you're just repeating stuff and it's not really integrating. So it's like, what can be true and also be helpful in this moment and make me feel good in the moment? So maybe it's like, I am trying my best and my best is enough. And does that make me feel good? Yeah, it makes me feel empowered. It makes me feel like I have the ability and the power to do what I can each moment, and I'm gonna keep doing so. And so how do we bring it back every time now? It's a practice, because obviously, like forever, we're gonna these thoughts come up. So it's like, how can we bring it back again? Okay, where's my empowering thought? Let's switch it. Let's switch it every time, over and over. Until finally, over time, that habit, our brains, the neuroplasticity, which I love that science is like, you repeat it over and over and believe it and have that feeling. And then your brain is like, okay, this is us. This is our new thought. And now this is what we think.
Yes, it's all about so like just catching yourself and being aware and being able to start to rewrite things. Oh, I love that. It's like that awareness, like you said, that mindfulness and just paying more attention to what's going on in our heads. Why are we thinking that? How I wanted to ask you, can you tell us a little bit of like your background and how you got into all these practices and what led you into, this type of self-care?
I love this question. I can answer it the 1 minute version or the computer version.
Right? Yes.
Okay, I'll try to make it short, but not missing any key details. I was 22, right out of college,
Wow.
and I went into school to do human services, which is kind of like social work. And I was working with domestic violence survivors and just helping people out. And then I started experiencing physical symptoms that were like really random and just I had no explanation. It started with pain in my jaw, then the pain started to spread around my body. And I was freaking out because I was like, what is going on? And of course, those thoughts of anxiety, like I'm going to die and my head is about to explode. I have a brain tumor. It
So
just goes there,
scary.
right? Yeah, so
Yeah.
scary. I'm like, okay, super scared. All the fear. Went to so many doctors. They were like, you're fine. You are perfectly fine. There's nothing wrong with
Oh
you.
my God.
And I'm like, what do you mean I'm fine? Like, I don't feel fine. I feel like I'm dying. But they were just like, it's just take care of yourself, like stress less, right? And I'm like, okay, that was not helpful.
Yeah.
So, there was one final doctor who was like, I think you're just depressed. And so here is your depression medication. I'm going to give you anti-anxiety meds, antidepressants. So here's your prescription. I walked out of there feeling like so defeated because I've been trying so hard to get answers. And sure, I was anxious and depressed. Sure, yeah, I was that. But it only resulted, and it only was a result of the physical symptoms because I was going to doctors for almost 2 years, maybe a year or two, of just trying to find answers and not getting any. It was creating anxiety and it was creating feelings of depression up to a point where I was like, I was literally driving my car and I'm like, I don't want to be here right now. Like, what would happen if I just bumped into the tree and just like go to sleep? So those thoughts came up. And when that thought came into my mind, I realized that like I snapped out of it and I was like, what? I just had that thought. Where did that come from? Oh my gosh, I am depressed. So walking out of that doctor's office when he told me you're depressed, and I'm like, I broke down and I was like, yes, I am. And also, there's more to it than this. And so from that day forward, I literally got out of there so empowered, even though I was disempowered at the same time. There was like an epiphany or something that clicked. And I was like, I'm gonna take care of myself and I'm gonna do whatever I can that's in my hands. It is within my control to do what I can to take care of my health. So I basically took charge of my health. I'm like, the doctors are not going to care for my body and my mind as much as I do, and nobody else around me. So I decided from that day forward, personally, I'm not against medication at all. I actually work with clients and I refer them to get medication when needed. I just knew that in that moment, I didn't need it. So it didn't feel right. I listened to my intuition and I'm like, okay, let me see if I can do something about this to try to
First.
naturally do it first. And if I'm still struggling, not getting anywhere, then I will go pick those up. So first thing I did is I was going to focus on my physical health because I had been letting go of that completely. And I'm like, what can I do? Okay, I'm going to start moving my body every day. And I'm going to start looking at what's in my plate. What is my nutrition like? So I started that way
Oh,
with physical
sorry.
health. Yeah, and through the physical health changes, I started to feel a little bit better, little by little. And then I got into the self growth, like podcasts and books and all the fun stuff, reading blogs, trying to just heal myself and just be a better me. And slowly but surely, I started to feel better and better and better. And then finally went to the doctor and they're like, okay, you are in remission. I skipped a part, but they diagnosed me with fibromyalgia, which is like a pain disorder. Yeah. So that means that there's chronic widespread pain with other symptoms that are really uncomfortable. And so once those few years passed of me actually taking care of myself, practicing self-care, then the doctor was like, okay, you're in remission and keep doing what you're doing. Just keep it up. And so it's become just a lifestyle and like how I live versus something that I like have to make time for.
I want to ask you because, you know, so many of us know that we need to do some of those things, right? And we don't have the willpower or I guess maybe the desire. Like, how did you, I mean, I know that, I'm sure at least that that was such a scary thought that you were like, boom, like I have to do something. And that might've given you that willpower. But for somebody listening, who's just not there yet, who just still isn't able to get on track with, you know, exercising or just changing their lifestyle to help them in that sense, like what advice would you give?
Because I'm thinking in my own personal story, like you said, it took like that rock bottom for me to the lowest low for me to be like, I need to climb my way up. Like I need to get out of this hole that I like dug myself into. And so that's one way, right? If you're like going down there, at some point you're going to hit the bottom and you're going to have to go up.
Yeah.
However, not everybody's there. And also I would hope that you don't have to get there in order to like try to make changes, like positive changes in your life. So what I'm a believer of is how it's easier said than done, but if we set goals on like what we think society expects of us or what we should be doing, then we already started off on the wrong foot. Anytime we're just using the word should, there's some sort of like guilt attached to it. Like if I don't do it, then it's going to be this. It's going to mean this about me. So let's not even go there. Let's just start off with a blank journal page, a little meditation beforehand, and really tune in. What is it that you want? What is it? How do you want to feel? Because we could start off with first, how am I feeling right now? Is it stressed, overwhelmed, or just like tired all the time? And then how do I want to feel? I want to feel energized and calm and in my body and grounded. Okay, so this is what I want to do. And then how am I going to do that? Okay, I'm going to start off with just every day in the morning, I'm going to do a 5-minute meditation. And every evening after work, I'm going to do just a 10-minute workout. I'm not going to say I'm going to work out for an hour or go to the gym every day for 2 hours. You want to start small. So my tip to everybody would be to just start as small as possible and then build from there. The habits don't get created in a day. And they also work better when you start small and build upon them. And find meaning in what you're doing. Like find what is the purpose? And this could be also a journal prompt. Like what is the purpose of me getting healthy and feeling calm and grounded and energized? Like what are these feelings going to lead to? Is it going to create more opportunities for me to succeed in my career? Is it going to help me build better relationships? Is it going to, you know, help me connect with others and the world and have me feeling more alive, right? So getting to the real why of what is at the core of this, where, what is going to manifest from this? And then always focusing on that, because if we're so focused, yes, I like the fact that I love mindfulness and coming into the present moment, and also like envisioning in your future self, like what is that future self going to look like and feel like? And can I envision her as I'm doing these practices? Like, this is what I'm heading towards. This is the path I'm on every day. Even if some days you're going to take a little step back, but then the next day I'm going to take 2 steps forward, and just small progress. That's all you need, is just small little progress forward every day.
I love that, because again, like with the all or nothing mentality, it's like, I tend to be, you know, thinking like, yeah, like it has to be that hour long workout, or it has to be like read this whole book within a day or something crazy, you know, but it's like, truly we can build that confidence over time. The more that we just accomplish the task. And it's going to be more likely to be accomplished if it's 10 minutes long or, a chapter long versus the whole thing. So getting in that mindset of just telling ourselves, like, it's okay, it's okay to do the 10 minutes. Like, that's great. Instead of having a negative outlook towards that. I mean, personally, that's like what I have to work on right now is, is not beating myself up for, I've changed. Like, I guess the all or nothing used to work for me because I used to do it all. I had more time, right? But now life is just so busy that it's like a 10-minute, workout or just getting outside for a little while or something. Like, that's a huge accomplishment and I should celebrate it.
Yeah, you bring up a great point because it's like, what if we just focus on the small wins? Like, we don't have to go for this huge, big, audacious, like life-changing, practice every day. It's like, can we focus just on the small wins every day? Can we make it small? And that's how you build confidence in yourself. That's how you keep your word to yourself. You said, tomorrow, I'm gonna do a 10-minute workout and read one chapter of my book. The next day, I'm gonna do a 5-minute meditation. And then once you do it, because it's so easy, you've made it so easy for yourself that there's no way you're not gonna do it. So then after you do it, you feel accomplished. You feel proud of yourself. You gain that confidence to be like, I did this and it was easy. And I can keep doing it again tomorrow and the next day. And then eventually you're like, huh, today I could read two chapters, or today I could do a 10-minute meditation instead. And then little by little, it becomes a lot.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it totally builds. Oh my gosh, what's that book? Is it the
Something Happened.
there's yeah, there's such a good book. I want to say it's like something about 10%. I'll have to find out and link it below in the show notes, but yeah, there's like a, oh, the compound effect. That's what it is. I'm like, what is it? Yeah, like everything compounds over time. Like, it really does. Like, just 10 minutes a day, that's what, like 70 minutes in a week. Like, that's great. Like, that's a lot of time. Like, it really does add up versus like 30 minutes one day and then you're burned out and you don't do anything the rest of the week. So yeah, it really does. You think about it that way, like, it makes sense. But I know, like, in the moment, it can be hard to overcome the mental challenge of like reframing, like you said, the neuroplasticity, like that path isn't like the worn path yet. So it's not easy for our brains to just go there yet. But over time, the more that we change that thought process, it will become the way that we do things.
Yeah, exactly. I think the neuroplasticity for me, I love that science because it like just is so empowering to know that you're able to every day with the what you do, how you think, how you feel, just creates those new neural pathways in your brain that just makes it like rewire your brain and then have you just become a new person. Maybe not a new person, but just a better version of yourself.
Yes, I love that. That just like resonates so much. I love telling people, I'm like, we don't have to become a whole new version of ourselves. Like, we just need to uncover that better version that's already inside of us, that we're just letting the impact of all of the outside stuff like kind of tarnish in a way or hide. Like, she is in there. We just have to like allow her to come out.
I was gonna say that she's in there. She's in there. She might be hiding, and there might be a lot of things covering up her beautiful, gorgeous glow. But it's like, how can we remove all those layers little by little and then have her sprout and like grow and come out and shine?
I love it so much. You just made me think too, like, I think just kind of a beautiful note to end on is just thinking about like what we've been saying of give her grace, but celebrate her. That's what I'm trying to say, is like, just like celebrate that like as you start to see that version of yourself coming out, like, celebrate it. Like, it's just, she's there. And like, I don't know, I just think that society and just so much that happens in life causes us to cover her up. But yeah, celebrate the more that we can reconnect.
And sometimes it's hard for us to think of ourselves as like somebody separate than us, like when we're saying like celebrate her, and it's like, but that's, you mean me? Yes, but also if it's easier for you to picture yourself like as another person that is like maybe little you, you know, like when you were a little girl, like maybe that is easier for you to give yourself compassion, for you to cheer her on, and for you to root for her and just be there to support her unconditionally. And, you know, that's what's going to help you. Then picture that. Picture little 6-year-old you just doing the best in the world. And how can you give her that compassion in every moment?
Oh my God, I love that so much. Would you tell us like where everybody can find you for more of these tips and just all just to come along for the ride? Like, I love that you share so much.
Yeah. On Instagram, I hang out. My Instagram handle is Viviana Mindful. And then my website, verymindful.com. Yeah, I have a little guide if you want to start practicing mindfulness.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that on your website, the guide?
On my website, and it's on my bio on Instagram. So
perfect. I'll make sure we.
It's a cute little book. So.
Oh, I love that. And if you could leave us with, like, I know this whole episode is self-care related, but like, if you could just leave us with one self-love or self-care tip that people can go do, like, right this minute, what would it be?
Give yourself a moment of just silence. And stillness. And that means no electronics, no TV, no music. Can you just sit somewhere with absolute silence and stillness and just be with yourself? Be with yourself, maybe put both hands on your heart, take a few deep breaths, and just ground within yourself and give yourself that because you deserve it.
Love that. I love that. I'm going to go do that right now. Thank you so much for coming on. It was such a pleasure to have you. And I can't wait to release this and to hear how everyone loves it.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Thank you. I hope you have a beautiful day and we'll see you soon.
You as well.
Let me stop recording.